Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. Glad to have you again here today. In a wonderful day. It's another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God made the world and all everything that's in it. And I believe the Bible. I believe what God has said. And I trust in the Word of God. I trust in the Word of God. And He is our guideline. The one that created the heaven and the earth, He is our guideline. If it wasn't from Him, we would have no life here today. We like to start off always with a prayer. We're praying today for wisdom. We're praying today for knowledge. Because like today, we're discussing, and if you be with us all the rest of this lesson concerning seeking and finding. In other words, throughout all the things that are happening in this world, the situations that's going on in this world, I know people are concerned about survival. And those of you that are in Christ for the first time, and you're concerned too, should you trust, turn loose what you have, and seek after God, God's Word. You know, without God's Word, there's no pattern, there's no evidence or direction for us, those of us that claim to be Christians. And you know the old word, fear, always come up, fear. And if you define fear as false evidence appear real. That's what fear is, false evidence that appear real. You know, it's false evidence. It appears to be real, but God is with us always. He's following us, and He's with us, He's in us. And you just have to believe Him. Believe what He says and believe that He's going to do what He says He's going to do. We're going to start off, as always, with prayer. Prayer for wisdom in times like these, according to the Scripture, praying for wisdom. God will help us and guide us. Doctrine of Truth. We are here with, amen, you heard Wes Morgan, amen, you paid it all, and we're talking about, amen, repentance and forgiveness of sins and the problems that we have and the problems we incurred. And sometime, if we're not taught right, we will continue to listen to our mind and those that are around us, and the enemy used that. He used that. He used those things to interject in our mind. He throws dots at us. That's what we call dots. It shows up in your mind from time to time. Something that happened 20, 30, 40 years ago, and as well as something has happened, amen, in your family, and the enemy beat you with that. But thank God for the Word of God. The Word of God, and that's what we follow. That's what we're about. Welcome to Doctrine of Truth. We try to keep the messages and teaching at a babe level whereby you can grow. The Bible says we are fed by milk that we can grow thereby. Amen. Try to keep things simple as possible that you can catch a revelation and you can carry it down to others. Amen. We're going to pray, Father. We thank you for this new year and this new time and this new moment. Oh, God, we ask you to look upon those that are here in this year. Lord God, we are going forward. We're not looking back. We're going forward. And according to your word and your scripture, we're living by your scripture. We're living by your word. And, oh, God, we live on your word. You came in your word. And that's what we're here tonight and today in this moment, wherever it might be heard. Oh, God, you paid it all. You paid it all.
As a living sacrifice, Lord, I give up everything that's not pleasing in your sight, though I can have.
So important to understand Brother Wes Morgan and his album Living, amen, is saying that you paid it all. And not only that, but what we read, we surround ourselves with the Word of God and also those that are in Christ, amen. It helps us and help us move on, amen, to be what God wants us to be. We're going to read some portion of scriptures and lay the foundation in this study, amen, where we can all can agree and disagree, and we can come to a revelation. Well, Jesus said, where two or three come together in his name, there he will be in the midst. There he will be in the midst. And it's the individual journey, and thank God for that. Amen. It's an individual journey, and we just become aware. Proverbs to get wisdom, but all I getting, get understanding. And understanding is strength. It brings strength to us. Amen. In a time of trouble, it brings strength. Amen. And here we are. Amen. Also in Ecclesiastes, he says that, amen, wisdom and money will give you, amen, it will give you the power, the two things you need, amen, that help you, amen, to go through this life. Amen. Sometimes we overlook education. Amen. But sometimes we overlook patience and time and planning, and God is planning. Amen. He has planned. He's up there now. He's making a better place for us. Amen. And we're taking out, he's taking his time to do things better for us. And we as Christians and we that are looking for a better life and understand that we have to understand that the enemy don't want us to have power. He does not want us to have understanding. He does not want us to defend ourselves. And that's what Ecclesiastes talk about. Amen. How to defend yourself. You defend yourself with knowledge and finance. Knowledge and finance. Those things you can defend yourself. So we want to defend ourselves. Amen. Not only with knowledge, but also with the power of God. And looking at starting off and about repentance, and Ecclesiastes is going to be the foundation where we're going to be standing here, amen, discussing. But, amen, along with that, we have to let you know that repentance is, from Hebrews, It is one of the foundation. It is one of the foundation that we have to move on from. The book of Hebrews, the 6th chapter, amen, Paul, some say it was Paul the author, amen, recorded this. The book of the 6th chapter of Hebrews speaks about us moving on. You have to move on in your Christian life, so you have to repent. Therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands, on the resurrection of the dead and eternal life. All this we will do if God permit. We have to leave repentance. That's the first. That's our first work. John the Baptist came preaching, repent and be baptized. Repent, repent. Do the work of repentance. And Jesus came and he was preaching and teaching, amen, about repentance. In the book of Luke, St. Luke, the 24th chapter, amen, when it's part of the gospel, amen, Dr. Luke recorded, the Apostle Luke, and his recording of the gospel, and his point of view, amen, and everybody has a point of view that God, he didn't just give it all to one person, and that's why we have so many different offices in the church. But notice in the St. Luke, the 24th chapter, in the 46th verse, amen, when Jesus met them, 45th verse says, amen, it's with 44, we're going for 44, and he said unto them, this after he came, he was rose from the dead, and the disciples were sitting, and they were discussing Christ, amen, and Christ came through the wall, the Bible says, you know, the new transformed body we all will have after the resurrection. He came through the wall, amen, and he asked them to give him a piece of boar fish and honeycomb, what they was eating. And they was being so fearful. He was just soothing down their fear and their nerves. And, no, wait. Let me eat what you're eating. In other words, and he said unto them in the 44th verse, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was with you, that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and the psalmist concerning me. And then opened their eyes and that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And that's where we stand. Because this is what Jesus wanted us to do as his followers, let people know that they, if you turn to God and accept his teaching and accept what he's teaching and accept what he come to do, amen, not only will you be forgiven, but also your sins will be removed. It's one thing to say, okay, I forgive you and you forgive me, but Christ say, I'm coming, not only that, but it's going to be removed, the slate going to be clean before God, and this will also will help you in your walk with Christ. Notice the 18th chapter now of Ezekiel, where we're going to base a lot of discussions. Amen. Here, also repentance. Notice in Acts chapter 2, an apostle was preaching, saying, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remissions of your sins, and you shall receive the gift. Now, this is where the gift. Repentance brings healing. It brings gifts from God. It closes that area because that's a part of the gospel. God come to heal. Jesus came to deliver. But you have to say, okay, I'm on your side. Other words, Father, I believe in you and I'm on your side. Take from me. And God said, okay, you give me something, I give you something. God does not leave you there empty. He will not leave you there empty. The enemy come to desire to, amen, to give us false information, to lead us and guide us in situations that are not complete. And he destroys, he takes away, and he doesn't add anything to our life. what God does. God adds. He adds joy. He adds peace to our life. Amen. Notice the 18th chapter of Ezekiel. Amen. The Old Testament is considered, amen, by the apostles as the schoolmaster. You know, the ABCs. The 18th chapter, and we're going to pick up just a portion here. And the prophet was preaching and teaching to the people, amen, by at 18th verse, and the Lord spoke unto me and said, I'm going to read this from the Good News Bible, but I'm also standing here with the Amplified Bible and the King James Bible, Amplified Bible and King James Bible as well. Just for clarity, we'll just start off with the 18th chapter of the Good News Bible. And the Lord spoke unto me and said, what is this proverb that people keep repeating in the land of Israel? The parents ate the sour grapes, but the children got the sour taste. Can you catch that a little bit? In other words, the parents had done something wrong, and now the children are paying for that. The children are paying for that. Amen. The children now gonna have to live with what my father, my uncle, my wife, my relative, my brother have done. My children gonna have to pay for that. And the third verse, and surely as I live, and the living God, said the sovereign Lord, you will not repeat the proverbs in Israel anymore. The life of everyone belonged to me, and the life of the parents as well as that of the child. The person who sins is in the one who will die. Suppose the truly good man, righteous and honest, he does worship an idol of Israel or eat the sacrifice offering a forbidden shrine. He doesn't seduce any man's wife or have intercourse with a woman during her period. He doesn't cheat or rob anyone. He returns what a borrower gives him as security. He feeds the hungry and he gives clothes to the naked. He doesn't lend money for profit. He refuses to do evil and give an honest decision to any dispute. Surely a man obeys my commandments and carefully keep my laws. He is righteous and he will live, said the Lord. All right. We're talking tonight and we are, amen, sharing some things that went on. And we thank God for the new life and the new place in Christ. Amen. Christ Jesus won for him. He paid it all. We wouldn't have this many things going on. So what we ask you now to, if anyone calling, amen, let's please, amen, give it to your operator, and the operator will, amen, you just push one on your phone. We'd be glad to hear what you have to say. Amen. Concerning this, amen, many of you are here already. And at punch one, we thank God for you. Happy New Year. God bless you. Continue to share maybe things you have overcome and some of the things that you desire. Amen. That can help someone. And that's what we hear about in Doctrine of Truth. Amen. Not to make a big name, a big scene. Amen. But to help someone. And I know it was great help to me. And people took time. It took time and helped me as a babe in Christ. Amen. And if you feel that, the operator will come in, amen, and we'll punch one on your phone, and we'll be glad, happy to have you. Amen. The last four digits, I believe, is 4427. Amen. God bless you.
Good evening. God bless you. Baby. Good evening. I pray
good evening.
That
God bless you.
I pray that the doctrine of truth go forth mightily this year in 2015. You know,
yes,
tonight, this subject, as always, is quite challenging, and it's a welcoming subject to weigh in on. And looking at that verse about the father eating the sour grape and setting the children's teeth on edge, Bishop, you know, this is where we are today, where that we have to get into the Word for ourselves.
Yes.
We got to get in and take the Word. Now, when it comes to person repenting, that is a two-part formula. When it is, you first have to condition the mind. And conditioning the mind means that you need to get into the Word of God and let it fill your mind, that you're not filling your mind with the carnal things of the world. Once you have filled your mind with the Word of God, then it is for you to believe it. And once you believe it in your heart, the formula has been set forth in you now that the Word can purify your spirit and clean it up. When repentance now will be the outcome of your digesting that, putting that Word in your mind and believing it in your heart, the next step will happen is repentance will become automatic. And you'll get so, you will constantly judge yourself against the Word, because the Word is in you now. And that Word is purifying your spirit. And anything that's not of God is going to irritate your spirit now. That shows how you have put that Word, study that Word and put it in your spirit, and you believe that Word. Now that word goes to work inside of you, and anything that's not of God would be an offense to you.
All right. You know, when Jesus was praying so, and the disciples came to him, and the model prayer as well, we find that repentance is there. Amen. It says that in Matthew 6:9, the ninth verse, and after this matter, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Amen. We, down at the 14th verse, same chapter, he said, we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you of your trespasses. So like you said, it's a two-way situation, amen, but it's a part of healing, and it's a part of deliverance. Amen. We thank God, amen, for this year. Go ahead.
I just want to say, Bishop, that, you know, my study of the Word and digesting the Word have got me at this point, saying that when I come in contact with people, if in 3 minutes, if they haven't mentioned any one of the Trinity, I become a little uncomfortable because, how can you be of a certain age? Now, I'm not talking about young folks, but people at a certain age, a person being in the world for 40 years or more, they should be missing of the Trinity at some point in their conversation within a few moments. And it did not mean that most of what their opinion is based on worldly opinion. They're getting all the information, all the answers based on the world. And that's just not going to work once you get to a certain point in life. You're supposed to mature as you grow. And I just got so that if I'm around people of a certain age and they don't mention one of the Trinity, I want to try to shy away from them because they're missing the point here.
Okay. All right. We have anyone? Okay. We have a, amen, 6600. Amen. Minister Walter, you're on. Warlord, you're on. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Happy New Year to all these bishops, you, the believers on the call today. Just wanted to encourage the body of Christ today. I take the scripture in Ezekiel, the study of the Word. This is very good study of the Word this afternoon. And I look at it this way. We have a way out. You know, it's not a case where someone has done something, you know, our mother, our father, and it's being held against us. we have a way out, and it's through Christ. And repent of your sins, and whatever you've done in the past, let's just not make sure and understand without a shadow of a doubt it's not going to affect your future. And, you know, continue to focus on that. And I know for myself, I've never been perfect in my life, but I know that once I confess, and I confess daily, and ask Christ to forgive me of my sins or wrongdoings, and, you know, it's washed away. And I just wanted to encourage everybody not to beat themselves up for things that's been done or in their past, whether it be them or mother, father. Just move forward with Christ and not take 2015 lightly, and let's just move forward as a body and really, really push forward through God and go to new heights and new levels with Him.
Amen. Repentance does push us forward. It does push us forward. Like our first caller was saying, the brother minister was saying about our mind and our conversation. Amen. And repentance does push us forward. Amen. Just like the key to get into Christ. If you're on a team, you know, this time of year, you have so many sports. And people would say, you know, are you on my team? That's what God's saying. Are you on my team? You want to be with us? Amen. And you just say, you with me. And you and things that you've done against me, you won't do it anymore. And let's go forward. Amen. I remember when I was doing this study, the Holy Spirit brought back to my memory, early part of my ministry, and I was working in a shop, and a man came through, and we did some repairs. When I was a mechanic way back, and did some repairs, and the gentleman, and you know, being in Christ, like Minister Hester was saying, in about 3 minutes, if a person doesn't say anything, you have to almost say something roundabout way, some type of way, to people. And we got discussing about, you know, about the church or whatever. And the gentleman said, he was up in his 70s. He said, "Sir, God won't forgive me. God won't forgive me because I killed the man in the ring. I was a boxer, and the referee should have stopped it, and I should have stopped it." And, you know, he was talking there. He was about 5 or 10 minutes in that conversation. And I had to find a way, a nice way, to let him know God will forgive him. But you now you got to forgive yourself. You have to forgive yourself. Amen. So this message goes out for those that feel they cannot forgive themselves for the surroundings of faults people have put them in. And maybe you thought you should have caught it earlier, what they was doing against you, and now, you know, now it's just hurting. But God will forgive you. We just repent. You know, and talk to God. Amen. Prayer always changes things. Prayer always changes things. All right, we have another caller. Let's push one. You want to share your testimony? Amen. How God had delivered you. Amen. From the way you're thinking. Might be something that you feel that you can't overcome. Maybe trying to overcome something. Amen. That was done in the past. It was done in the past. Let's say 2014, 2013, somewhere. And the enemy always bringing it up. Maybe you haven't repented to God or the other person. And confession is powerful. Confession is powerful. Amen. We can't work to be saved. We can't work. But a true confession, an honest conversation with God. Amen. He would cleanse us. He would cleanse us. Amen. Amen. If you would like to be a guest on the show, you can call, amen, toll free, 1-855-236-2252, 1-855-236-2252, and press 1. Amen. We'd like to hear what you're saying, many more. The Bible says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. Let my word be established. Amen. As we begin to go, amen, in the study and the message concerning the gift of God, repentance clears the way. It clears the way. Clears your heart. Clears your conscience. Clears your mind. All right. Minister Hester, I think, 4427.
Yes, right. Bishop. One of the things that I like for young people in Christ to understand is that you're young, and there are going to be a lot of things going to be your first experience at doing. And
okay.
you may not make the right decision the first time, but you know there's
okay.
there's a saying, once fool and twice stupid. You know, but when it comes to repentance, you know, many a Christian get into thinking that they have to wait to the end of the night to repent for things. But no, the kingdom of God, as soon as you commit an offense and you repent right then. And
yeah.
go on. Don't wait until later on. Repent of it right then and move on. Now, the thing about repentance is this. Repentance is that you're not going to do it anymore. And see, the word has got into your conscience, into your spirit, that said what you just said or done is not right. And that's evidence that the Holy Spirit is working in you. Because now your conscience has brought that to your attention, and you felt a little guilt about it. So go on and repent right then. Just take a moment or two to repent and go on about your business. And don't you bring it up anymore, because God won't.
All right. Very good. Amen. It's things that come out of, as Paul was saying, amen, in 1 Timothy, amen, the 4th chapter, he said, now the Spirit speaking expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with hot iron. When you have lost your conscience towards God, amen, if the Holy Spirit, that's His job, when you repent and ask God to forgive you, and if you have a brother or sister or someone you have done against, and you approach them in a godly way, call them or write them a letter, ask them for forgiveness, amen. And the Holy Spirit, He's a gift. He's a gift. Like, we're all receiving gifts now. Receiving gifts during the holidays. Receive a gift. And His job is to teach you, remind you, and share with you you did something wrong. You did something wrong. Your conscience will move. It's like the Spirit Himself. He works with the conscience. He works with you and remind you, hey, this thing is done. Now we got to correct this. It's on your conscience. It's on your mind. Say we got to get this done. And you can say, oh Lord, forgive me. You know, that's what 1 John 1:9 says. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you say that you have not sinned, you are lying. We have made all kind of mistakes, constantly making mistakes. Daily you make mistakes. But you don't know if it gets your family, your relatives, somewhere. You made a mistake, but your conscience will let you know, this is not right. This is not right. But when you confess it, amen. It clears the highway. It clears everything up. Amen. And is one of the first groundworks of salvation. One of the first groundworks of salvation. You have to, amen. You have to be aware, amen, that if you're going to be, if you just break it down, if someone says, yes, I'm going to be with you, or yes, I want to marry you, yes, I want to date you, yes, I'm going to be your partner. You have to sow some type of, amen, connection. If it's been written, a voice, a vocal, some type of let the other person know, okay, we're going to be together. We have a contract. And this is what God is saying. We didn't know what was involved in, and the Lord came through us and gave us His word through other people, other instruments, and we say, oh, I didn't know that. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. And then you begin to forgive yourself, and you begin to work in that direction, and you become more clear. Your mind become more clear. Your heart become more clear with God. That's important. because of the faith you have in God. The enemy want to steal your faith. And those unforgiving comments, unforgiving actions, and your conscience says, okay, this is wrong, that was done. You know what it does? That's a dot that the enemy bring up. He throws it. How you remember that? Oh, my God, that was happening 20 years ago. How did this come up in my mind? The enemy trying to develop. He's trying to develop a highway, throw some debris on the road of your thinking that, okay, this is what holding you back. God don't love you. God, you're never going to be saved. You're never going to be saved. But that's a constant way. Amen. Repentance. God bless you. If anyone ever would like to call in, amen, you can dial in and be our guest. The new year, you can share your testimony. You never know who you might help. You never know. You might feel that, oh, this comment is not what we're looking for. Yes, we're looking for all comments because everybody's different. Everybody has come to Christ in different ways, and everybody have problems. Everybody have problems. But we don't have to stay, because we are in a spiritual warfare. And this is one of those tools. Amen. Constantly. Amen. All right. 6600, you're on the air. You're on the air. God bless you.
Bishop, I'd like to speak to those ones out there that's thinking to themselves that I'm going to get myself right before I start going to church, before I give my life to Christ. I want to share this real quick. 7 years of my life, I stopped going to church. I would go, you know, every now and then, you know, inconsistently, but I just really stopped going. And this is the person that's been raised up my whole life in church. And I just went away from it, and I just stopped going. And I always kept telling myself, I'm going to get myself right one day, and then I'm going to go to church. But it's just like this. You don't lose weight before you start going to the gym. You go to the gym and lose weight. And so you got to. I had to realize I have to take the first step in order for Christ to meet me halfway, or for Christ to meet me there. And I kept telling myself, well, I'm going to get myself right, then I'm going to go. And, you know, years go by, and I really realized I wouldn't get nowhere in life. And I had to realize I got to make the first step. So when I made that first step and I rededicated my life to Christ, my whole world changed. And everything I needed was in Christ. You know, the Holy Spirit is there. It leads and guides you, not only in a spiritual world, but in your day-to-day life, even on your job. You know, everywhere you go, the Holy Spirit is there. It's the greatest gift you can have as a believer, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit leads and guides each and every way. But you got to, as a believer, as a person, you got to give Christ a chance to change your life by taking that first step. And never sit back and say, one day I'm going to change. Make that step today. And understand that when you do become a believer, you're gonna have wicked and vain imaginations. You're going to have things come into your mind to tell you to do this, to tell you to do that. You know, just like Paul said, he said, cast it down. And you can be the strongest believer in the world you want to, but things are going to come to your mind, but you got to cast it down. And you got to understand that we all come short. So not to think that you're going to be a Christian today and bam, everything's going to go away. It's not going to happen. It's a day-to-day process, and I'm a living witness that if you take the first step, God will change your whole life.
Great, great, great. Paul even said that he found in his members there's a warfare going on. We are dealing with warfare, spiritual warfare. Paul said when he desires to do good, evil is present. And he found out there's a war. And there's one tool against the becoming aware of the enemy tactics to understand that he's trying to bring back old dots, all of the problems, your old weakness, amen, to your mind. And, you know, say, well, you look at it some ways that, and I kind of catch myself say something, wait a minute, now where did this come from? Amen. Yep. What brought this about? what brought this about?
My apologies.
Go ahead.
My apostle says it this way, Bishop. He said, sin is like getting in a boat and going out in the ocean and laying down. And when you look up, you don't know where you at. And that's what sin does. You'll get out there so far to when you, when you look up and look around, you don't know how you got there. You don't know what caused you to get there. You just know you're lost. And that's the way sin works.
Yes, it's very good. And I'm glad we brought this up in this matter. If there's a believer that's hearing now, amen, wherever they are, and Hebrews 6 speaks of, is it the 6th chapter, 4th verse, for it is impossible for those who was once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the power of the world to come, if they fall away, renew them again unto repentance. Now, this is one of the great, like it was said earlier in the show, this is one of the great is key that God has given us. If a person fall away, Peter said, Lord, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going, and he has a right statement because Peter went through so much miracles and seen so much, walked on the water, and he watched people, and he was transfigurated. And Peter said, well, I'm not going anywhere, Lord, you know. But Jesus said, no, wait a minute, Peter, hold on. Hold on, Peter. You're going to deny me. And many of you that are listening, you know, from friends and relatives, somehow, some way, amen, you never thought the truck would run over you spiritually. You never thought this would happen. And you feel that God abandoned you. And you walked away because the enemy said so. But you need to have a church home, a covering. Be someplace, somewhere where you have believers that believe in the word of God and know, have really love for you, regardless of what you're going through. They're able to say, my sister, my brother, I think you're wrong here. And, you know, I want to pray with you. You know, restore them in love. And at the same time, love cover, but at the same time, and they feel that, oh, I can't come back to Christ. I can't come back to Christ. Well, let us pray. Let us pray. James, the 5th chapter, says, if any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church. And if they have committed sins, amen. Prayer or faith, not it can restore people. Say, oh, forgive me, Lord. I have fallen away. And that, here go repentance right there. Right there. That's the key. Like I said, that's the way out of problems. That's a way back into God's house. He loves us, and that's repentance right there. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. I wasn't aware. And through prayer of the faith and your repentance, God can restore. God can restore your life. God can restore your life. Amen. All right, we have another caller. Amen. Let's push one. And we'd like to have be glad to. But there's a doctrine out there. There's a doctrine out there that says you can't fall away. And God going to leave you. No, he said he'll never leave you. He, according to the scripture, Jonah, if you can call Jonah up tonight, if you got Jonah's number, ask Jonah about it. Ask David about it. Amen. He talked with him. Say, Jonah, you're wrong. And Jonah thought he can hide out and run and duck. Many people are running and hiding. All right, we have another caller. Somebody press one. Someone else trying to come in. Let's press one. And, okay. All right, give me. All right, let's come right in, and we're. Go right ahead. You on there? Go right ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Praise the Lord. How you doing?
All right. This sounds like it's Pastor Brown.
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
It's a blessing on what y'all talking about. I came in late. I apologize. But one thing about it, like you said, the Lord will never leave us or forsake us. Mm-hmm. It is us that walk away from him. We're like the prodigal son. The one thing I can say about the prodigal son, he had enough common sense to go back home to his father.
That sounds good.
Amen. If a lot of us could do that, can just soften up our heart and say, I believe I'll go back home, everything will be a little bit better. Amen.
Amen.
That go back home could mean apologizing to a family member, apologizing to a spouse or someone that was in authority, just making the wrong thing right. If we can just take a little time and come to our senses like the prodigal son. But it's funny, when he got home, he had a brother that was there all the while enjoying everything, but he had some oats in his heart. He didn't do nothing. He was lazy. I'm going to leave that alone. But anyway, when you come back home, thank God and find something to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Stevie said, whatever you find your hand to do, do it all with all your heart. Amen. We're talking about repentance. Repentance.
Yeah.
Amen. We're talking about repentance in Ezekiel 18 chapter, and the prophet was speaking there that some feel that what their daddy was involved, their mother was involved, now it falls to them, and God going to punish them for what the family have done and what they was born in. And we went to the point, you can fall away, pick you up. Prodigal son was picked up. Prodigal son was picked up. He came to himself. He remembered. And this is very important, that we should continue to teach things to our brothers and sisters, teach the word to them. Repentance, Jesus said, must be preached. Not only be preached, but remission of sin. God removed the sin. When you repent and be baptized and accept Christ, that baptism symbolized, and the blood of Jesus symbolized, the removal of that sin. So when you go to your car wash and get the car washed up, or you take a bath and you lather down, and amen, you wash that all that soap off of you and dry it off, that dirt is gone. That dirt is gone.
Hallelujah.
So the blood of Jesus wash. All right, God bless you. You want to speak to those that feel that they can't come back to Christ? You still on 44-56? You still on the air?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Once you your confession catapults you to your blessing.
Right.
Once you confess your sin and you have the remission of sin, amen, then you go ahead and then you apply. Once you realize, come to your senses and realize, then you strategize. Amen.
All right.
You don't sit there and crystallize, but you strategize. Amen. Hallelujah.
All right.
Your feet forward and keep going and head toward the mark of the high calling. Don't look back. Keep it moving.
All right.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
2015, we done came clean. Amen.
All right. God bless you. We know you're a great poet and writer. Along with, amen, Brother Warlord, he has some books and things out. Amen. All the ministers tonight, amen. If you're not a minister, you can still call in. If you're listening, you can still call and share. And that's what the Doctrine of Truth is about. Amen. That's push one on your phone. Amen. We still have many listeners that push one on their phone. And we still have some time left. We'd like to hear what you have to say, because all of our words are important. And helping somebody. You never know what you can say. What you can say. As we begin to go down to closing. Amen. And here's the prophet talking to Israel. And I'm going to read this from the Good News Bible. I do have a King James. And I do have an Amplified Bible. Amen. But notice here, starting at Ezekiel 18 and 25. But you say, what the Lord does isn't right. Listen to me, you Israelites. Do you think my way of doing things isn't right? It is your way that isn't right, When a righteous person stops doing good and starts doing evil and then dies, he dies because of the evil he has done. When someone evil stops sinning and does what is right and good, he saved his life. He realized that he is doing and stops sinning, so he will certainly not die but go on living. And the Israelites said, "What the Lord doesn't isn't right. You think my way isn't right? Do you? It is your way that is not right." Now the sovereign God, Lord, am telling you Israelites that I will judge each of you by what you have done. Turn away from all the evil you are doing and don't let your sin destroy you. Give up all the evil you have been doing and get yourself a new mind and a new heart. Why you Israelites want to die? I do not want anyone to die, said the sovereign Lord. Turn away from your sins and live. Amen. All right. And I will close in a little bit. Okay. All right, 4427. You on the air.
This thing is repenting. I close. You know, earlier in my walk, when I came to Christ, you know, I got a lot of strange looks because I was repenting so much and people saw me talking to myself. But when I decided, when I accepted the fact that the Word was the source and let that Word become a lifestyle, that's when I matured the Word and my spirit became much calmer and more at peace. I found that I wasn't repenting as much and understanding that none of us will get it right until Christ come back, but you'll cut down on the amount of repenting if you let the Word be your source and let it be a lifestyle rather than just something you pick up on an occasion.
Right, right. And I thank God also for this chapter. I found it early in my ministry was the thing that, oh, you know, I've been saved for 100 years and I'm going to take a sin vacation. You know, during the holidays, people want to take a break. And the devil is using it. Once saved, always saved. You can always make it. Doesn't matter. God not going to kick you out of heaven. Doesn't matter what you do. But not according to the Word. Not according to what. But I've been reading and studying. You got to repent first. No, he won't kick you out. Your repentance, lack of repentance, will kick you out and don't tempt him. So those that have find themselves and people are saying and been telling you, amen, doesn't matter what you do, you can do wrong and still go to heaven. Not according to Scripture. Not according to Scripture. Once saved, always saved. Not according to Scripture. Amen. If you could just repent, if you can repent of God and ask God to help you, because you might not know what you're doing, and some things, and you know, always dealing with it. Apostle Paul always said, he said that's it's a warfare. And once you find out, we are in a spiritual warfare. We are in a warfare, and this help us. Repentance help us, amen, to eliminate the hidden approach of the enemy. The enemy want to approach you. He want to blind you. He want to throw something in your way that you maybe had happened 500 years ago. And we're closing down. Met a lady many years ago, and she said, "Well, I want to come to Christ, but I got some more things I got to do." I said, "Oh no, don't let the enemy tell you got some other things you got to do, because you're gonna have to deal with it in your mentally, in your mind, in your spirit, and that's what the enemy hold them out there." And the first minister was ahead of us was saying he always want to, you know, he gonna get right, then he gonna come to Christ. But, you know, it's best to come now. Let God work it out for you. Let God work it out. Let God find you a covering. 2014-15, if you don't have a place to cover you, a pastor covering you in prayer, amen, you need a covering. We need a covering. God want to cover you with pastors, cover you with leaders that praying for you, oversee your life. They don't want to know what you're voting in and where you going on vacation. All they want to make sure that, hey, your mind, the enemy is coming after you. Jesus told Peter, Peter, the enemy designed to sift you as wheat. But I prayed for you. I prayed for you. Amen. So prayer is powerful. I don't dispute praise. I don't dispute fasting. There's a certain time for that, but we cannot work ourselves. You can't work yourself up. A person just got to repent. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. Then you go on shout. Amen. But if you find a person that's having problems, amen, the last year they seem as though they're not able to reach it, pray for them. Pray for them. All right? All right, and our closing. All right, 6600. You might have to close it out with a prayer. Amen. And our closing. Amen. We're getting close to it. We have any more testimonies. We have one. We want to pray for all those that are sick, all those that the enemy have tricked. And he tricked Adam and Eve. They knew nobody else in this world. They were the only two. They were there. Deception is a powerful tool the enemy used. And he tried to cover up in ways to get you there. But Jesus said, be not deceived. Do not deceive. Don't think you made it. You haven't made it yet. We're striving. We're striving. Amen. But keep repentance in front of you. Keep it in front of you. All right. We're still on. We have a minister on now. He pushed one. He's still on. Our technician still got you in the studio. Go right ahead. 6600, last four numbers. Your telephone call area code.
Can you hear me,
Bishop? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You still on?
Yes, sir. Just to everyone listening, continue to revolve your life around prayer. Prayer is one of the most key things you can do. Revolve your life around prayer, and your life will change.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Jesus prayed, so you don't hear too much about Jesus. Disciples say, Lord, teach us how to preach and teach. But he said, oh, Lord, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. In that prayer room, amen, you're going to change. Things are going to change. Amen. When you come in the prayer room, you're dealing in the spiritual world. You'll be in the spirit then. You might hear some things that the enemy might say after you. Amen. I heard some things in the spirit. The enemy don't want you to. He's out there. When you can get so far out there, amen, in prayer, in meditation with God, and your mind locked in on God, amen. You can like being in the ocean, and you don't know how far you out there. Amen. God can take you out. Amen. Rise you up mentally, and he will give you the power. Amen. And the closer you get, Jews say, build up your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. We thank you all this time this year. All right. We're going to have the Warlord to take us out in prayer. Amen. Close this program out for us. We appreciate you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Father,
in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for this radio day, oh God. I thank you for every listener, Lord God. I even pray for our bishop right now, Lord God, Bishop Poole, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for continue, Lord God, to lead us and guide us in the way to go. Everyone that's lost, Lord God, that need your word, Lord God, that need to hear your voice, Lord God, I speak into their minds right now, Lord God. I speak peace, Lord God. I speak deliverance right now, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the 2015 year. A year like never than before for every believer of your word, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God. And I thank you for continuing, Lord God, to wash us and purge us and cleanse us of all sin and iniquity, Lord God. I speak to those that are sick right now, Lord God, and speak that they shall recover right now. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord God. Amen.
everything seems unstable now. And as you pace the floor, seems like your heart's been placed in the lost
past. But the truth is,
and the truth is, it will not last too long. But you're gonna stay strong.
Praying right now.
Praying right now. I'm thanking you in advance. Giving it up. But I lift my hands
to you.
I trust the Lord, I could in
you. I'm
gonna put it all in your hands. Cause I know that you can handle, that you can
handle
every situation in my life that I seem to be facing, Lord, I know. I need you, Lord. Yes, I do. Lord, I need you right now. Yes, I do. Take this thing away from me, Lord. I need you. Take it, Lord. I can't do it like you can. Can you please take it, Lord, handle it for me?
Oh,